can, you know, anybody with a motel, anybody with hotel business can, they're going to tell you the same thing. But, you know, like I said, the condo would go up in value. I'm the complaint because what's the complaint? I understand the way it went up the price of this.
Well, guys, I'd like to kind of see some, I mean, we all know the hotel business is struggling. I kind of like to see some comparables, mm-hmm. things like that, before I can really make a decision. I apologize. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan, you know, the board can't really take into account how somebody runs their business or their economics, you know, of their, you know, whether they choose to operate it or not. You know, that's a business decision that they make. We can't really get into that, but what we can do is look at real value. And one of the things that you've talked about is the fact that other properties are not selling, you know, for, you know, or what they're selling for. And we'd be interested in seeing some comparables if you wanted to get with an agent, real estate agent, or somebody. Or yourself, whatever you want to do, but we, you know, we'd be willing to table this to consider that, but we really need some documentation in front of us to really make a decision.
And so they don't have the documentation for the one
my battery
we're talking died. Next door or whatever. So can I pull that, or how do I pull that? Pull that stuff up, you know, because there's no me, I'm not working free.
It depends on how it was
sold.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how it was closed. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, or what the circumstance was or where you can get that, but do you think if you talk to an agent that somebody might be able to?
Possibly.
Yeah.
How
I mean, do you have a real do you have a realtor or an agent or somebody that you could talk to that might be able to help you with that?
No, I don't really know nobody to. You know, is there anywhere there, like in the county, I can go to? Is this like a public information or?
Susan?
How many rooms does he have?
We're a non-disclosure state, so unless he gets with a realtor, he won't have that information.
Yeah, probably unless you get with a realtor, you're probably not going to have that information because we're a non-disclosure state. But the why don't I give you the opportunity, why doesn't the board give you the opportunity to do that and just see what you can find out, see if we can get some information because we just need something to... If you're saying that the value you can't, there's no possible way that you could get $444,000 out of your hotel on the market, we just need to get some documentation in here to help us with that.
Okay, so let me ask another one. You told it, I'm confused. She said another hotel she talked to, or she. Revalue or something, or what was the
agent again? I believe you indicated, Susan, that you had some recent appraisals on hotels and you've been dropping values across the board for.
I wish I had the time. I wrote that in an email to you guys.
Right.
We've not had time to reappraise all the motel hotels, but what I've seen on these appraisals that came through, they went down between 8 to 8.5%, and so again, he didn't bring any comps, but that's all I can think to do because I know they've gone down, but we just don't have the manpower to get to them this time. It'll be the next assessment cycle.
All right, we'll see what you can figure out, and we'll tab you at 7-Eleven, and that'll be all right. Okay.
But you call me 7-Eleven?
Yeah, we would tab you a week. Well, 7-Eleven is over a week, but yeah. We'll look at trying to call you back, see what you can get as far as information between now and then.
Okay, let me see what I can figure out.
That's a Friday. Are you going to be available on that Friday?
Yeah, you just call me. I'm usually on my phone or whatnot.
Okay.
Then I assume the worst is they're going to drop it to 8% if nothing else, no?
If the assessor is agreeing to that, I'm sure that at least that would probably happen. But yes, we'll take a vote here to let's make a motion to table this until 7-Eleven. Is that agreeable?
Yep.
Okay, so you got a second then?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll talk to you again then, see what you can figure out. Okay? All right. Thanks. You have done the income approach in the past on these, but basically right now you don't have the ability?
We have no time.
Okay.
No time. All our efforts have to be concentrated on the low-income housing. There's 22 financials that have to be done before the end, and we don't have the files.
I'm going to try to call BOE number 25 again. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know you're set this afternoon, but we were trying to get a hold of you early to see if we could take you up early. I'll try back here in a bit, but we would like to take you up early if we can. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to move on to BOE number 27. This is just a classification.
I believe so, yes. Valuation.
Okay.
Not classification.
And classification?
No, just valuation.
Just valuation. All right. Did the value go up recently?
Let me see what it is. Or maybe impact notice and the actual going up.
Maybe it went up because of classification.
Because they're saying 6% increase, and it could be just one or less. Let's see here.
It shows on our sheet is $250,000.
It's confusing me.
Yeah, they're up 6.08%.
Was that an across the board for that particular?
Boardwalk at Branson Landing. Something happened there.
Is this the one at Branson Landing that we were talking about?
It's the Boardwalk at Branson Landing.
I know. Is that the one we were talking about earlier with the TIF?
With the TIF district?
She said it's a different one.
It is a different one. Okay.
So they might. Okay. So what's the deal, Stephanie, where they qualify for the?
It's a different situation.
Okay.
This one's different.
Do we know why this one went up?
I'm looking right now. Give me just a second to see. She's talking about land value increase. So it's a boardwalk condo, right? Am I in the wrong one? Increase in taxes, tax value. No. I'm on the wrong one. The next line. I don't see any reason why
it says.
It does, but.
It says personal use, no condo, no rental.
It says opinion of market value on January 1st says physical condition 100 when built in 2006, but it's not new. In other words, it's 19 years old. Is there no depreciation been?
Structure.
So this is a personal use condo, no rental.
And it's valued at residential, so.
So the structure went up, but I'm not quite sure why. Let me see who's the appraiser on that. It must have been just across the board. If somebody doesn't match up in the beacon numbers, that they just found out what was going on with it. And this one does say TIF CD on it. That'd be after.
Well, if they look up, on Beacon, is it going to be consistent across the board? I mean, that's what we're going to get. Maybe we're going to get another Beacon.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's lower on Beacon.
Okay, so they brought her up to make her more consistent with the other ones that are being evaluated?
She's one of the lowest ones there. She's at 133.47, and everybody else is around 155.
A square foot?
Yeah. And the one that's kind of diagonal from her, behind her, is 136. So she's 133. She's the lowest one there. So we must have brought her up to be in line with the others.
Based on her amenities and age and all that kind of stuff, I guess.
That's all I can think.
All right, we'll find out. Rick, this is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. We know we're calling early, but we got through our morning docket, and we were hoping that we might be able to take you up.
Yes, just one second. Let me get off to a room so I have no background noise for you.
It's fine.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yourself?
Pretty good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm
back
here.
Back in Chicago, hoping to get down there tomorrow.
Gotcha.
We had a little problem with our air conditioning up here in our permanent house. So they're fixing it today. And we have, believe it or not, in Chicago, the same weather you have.
Yeah, probably hotter with the streets. All right. Richard, we're here. I'm here with the other board members, and the assessor is also here.
Okay.
We have some members.
The assessor I spoke to on June 10th?
Either her or somebody in your office, her office, I'm assuming. But
okay, it was a gentleman. I didn't write down his name. I apologize.
All right. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Okay.
We are streaming live on the Internet, and so we are taking up these appeals. We have several this year, but I wanted to – yours is a strict valuation. And I think that we tried to look at it a little bit before we called you to find out what the issue was. I'm going to let the assessor talk for a second.
Sure. Go right ahead.
What did the guy in my office talk to you about? What did he say was going on?
Okay. Well, it all kind of started. I'll give you a quick little history. On June 10th, I received a change notice.
Yeah.
For my taxes being reassessed, and then I went into the system, and the numbers were different.
Right. Well, the reason for that is
I was confused. Okay. Don't get me wrong. I liked the newer numbers that were in the system better because they were lesser. But so I was confused as to which one I would actually receive an assessment on. So I called your office. And when I called, I spoke to someone, again, it was June 10th around 11 a.m. Okay, I apologize for not taking down his name. And he explained to me that no, the one in the system would be the basis for my change, not the one I received on my postcard. Okay, so then he also offered at that point to go look at my, let's see, we call it a work card, a Taney County work card.
Uh-huh.
And as he was reviewing my work card, he goes, your physical condition on your property is 100. That typically reflects brand new property. And I notice your You're built, it's 2006.